Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Him all the praise and glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Revelation chapter 21 and verse 4. The Bible records, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Hallelujah. All the former things are passed away. My dear brothers and sisters, Isaac Watts wrote, "There is a land of pure delight where saints immortal reign. Eternal day excludes the night and pleasures banish pain. In every life, there will be some dark valleys. Difficult days cannot be avoided. In fact, the lives of some believers seem to be filled with affliction and suffering. But for the child of God, there is glorious relief just ahead. The return of Christ and the promise of a land of endless delight. The prospect of God's tomorrow also means a time of joyous reunion with loved ones who have preceded us. Truly, there'll be songs of greeting when Jesus comes." Hallelujah. Just yesterday, I got a message about two of our loved elderly people have gone to be with Jesus. And people may pass away, people may be there with us, or they may be struggling, or they are afflicted, and they are in pain and sorrow. But one day, that sorrow will be gone. One day, we will all meet with Jesus. The beautiful story of William Orcutt Cushing. He knew the meaning of dark valleys in his life. After more than 21 years of successfully pastoring disciples of Christ churches in the state of New York, he suddenly lost the ability to speak. Then his wife died at the age of 47. During this valley period, Cushing became interested in hymn writing and wrote more than 300 hymn texts, including such other favorites as "Under His Wings," "When He Cometh," and "Hiding in Thee." My dear brothers and sisters, these hymns have brought comfort to people and to God's people to know that Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. Beautiful hymn. I remember when I was growing up, my grandfather used to sing these songs, and they used to sing in our daily prayer these hymns. And the hymn says, "There'll be no dark valley when Jesus comes. There'll be no dark valley when Jesus comes. There'll be no dark valley when Jesus comes to gather His loved ones home." It's a repetitive song, but it has got deep meaning. Hallelujah. So hear these words of encouragement, my dear brothers and sisters. Jesus said in John 14:3, "I will come back and take you to be with me." Amen. So remember that Jesus is coming back to take you to heaven with Him. Praise the Lord. What a blessed assurance and a blessed hope we have in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. Abba Father, we have come close to the end of this year, 30th of December 2022. And Lord, we thank you that Lord, once this year passes by, will never ever return back in our lives. But we can reflect back and say the Lord has been faithful. He is the God on the mountain and He is the God of the valleys. Lord, you are a God who has been faithful to us throughout 2022. Lord, in highs and lows of our lives, in sorrows and pain, in pleasures, in prosperity, you have always been there with us. You have never deserted us. You have never forsaken us. You have never forgotten us. You have been with us. You have provided for us, protected us, preserved us, prospered us. And Lord, you have given us the opportunity to be in the land of the living to give you the praise and the glory. I pray, Lord, that fill our hearts with the hope of your soon return. that we will look forward constantly and consistently to the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, Lord, I lift up the flock into your hands. I pray as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the evil one. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for the ones who may be struggling in pain and sorrow and sickness. Lord, I pray your Holy Spirit will come and comfort their spirit, comfort their mind, comfort their body, and heal them, O God. For you are our God who heals us of all our diseases. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a blessed day ahead of you, a blessed weekend. And remember that the new year is coming. Don't forget to go to church and bring in the new year with much prayer, much prophecy, declarations, and decreeing of God's intent for your life, for your family, for your community. And may the Lord bless you. I wish you a very, very happy new year and a prosperous 2023. God bless you, and bye for now.